You're looking for coaches.
We are.
Tell me about it. Coaches for what?
Currently, we're looking for coaches for like T-ball. We're looking at, it would be nice if we could start a learn to play. We have a few team sports that are very competitive, such as floor hockey, soccer, softball, and it's very competitive. And my oldest athlete in most of those sports are over 50, and my youngest is around 19. We're starting to see younger athletes coming in, so there's a big age gap. And to put a young 8-year-old in the middle of a fast competitive floor hockey game could be dangerous. So because it's very fast and it's very competitive, so it'd be nice if we could start a learn to play floor hockey program where they can learn the fundamental, like the fundamentals of playing floor hockey, and then they can move up to the competitive team. Unfortunately, we just don't have volunteers to do that. The current volunteers we have are doing double duty. They run two or three sports in a year. And so their time is limited, and they give a lot to Special Olympics. So it'd be nice if we can get new volunteers.
All right. Are there any other Special Olympic sports that you're looking for coaches for?
Well, floor hockey, T-ball, softball would be great because right now we're up to our max in like how many athletes we could have in each sport. Also, we're looking for a swim coach this year. We lost our current swim coach. And then what is another sport we're looking at? Well, we did lose alpine skiing. We did have a couple of athletes that were in alpine skiing, but our coach retired. So there's a lot of sports that Special Olympics does offer, but we just don't have the volunteers to do it. There's bocce, they're looking at starting pickleball and other sports like that, but we just don't have the volunteers to start up any new programs or to continue with the programs we have.
Are you looking for volunteers to come forward and say, hey, look, I know a little bit about such and such a sport. I'd like to coach.
Yes, that would be great, especially if they have some background in the sport. It's easier for them. Special Olympics does require that you go on their website to register as a volunteer. You have to upload your police vulnerability police check on there. And then they do require you to take some online training. And then if you want to become a certified coach, then you have to take the Special Olympic NCCP training, which is
Okay.
a 2-day course.
Yeah. I know in the past I've heard about Special Olympics not being competitive as much as social, and that winning is not the goal when you play a game or participate in a sport. Is that the same, or is it getting more competitive that way?
It's starting to become very competitive. It is a social aspect also. There's a big social aspect, but the goal for most of our athletes is to be able to get to the provincial games. That's a big win for them. They're pretty excited when they hear that it's a qualifier year. They really want to get to the provincials, and then from the provincials, they can get on to the nationals. We've had our soccer team make it up to two nationals over the past few years. And then we have individual sports like powerlifting where we've had actually athletes go to world games. So, and the whole organization's starting to become more competitive. They require that you compete in tournaments, especially for the team sports, at least once a year. So.
Okay, what if, for instance, I was interested in coaching a sport in Special Olympics? How would I contact you?
Well, you can contact me through Facebook, our Facebook page, Special Olympics Ontario-Timmins, and just private message me. I will then share the link to the Special Olympic Ontario webpage for you to go online and register there.
Is there anything you want to add to any of what we've talked about?
But yeah, we are like, it's a great organization. It's very rewarding. Our athletes are very appreciative, I guess, of our time spent coaching them. We always get, when we do travel with our athletes from Timmins, we always get compliments on how well behaved and how personable and friendly our athletes are. So yeah, it's a rewarding organization to be a part of.
I would think too that if a volunteer isn't sure about working with Special Olympics athletes, all they would have to do is attend a game or a practice and see. Because I know from going to Timmins Rock games and just coincidentally being in the section, my season tickets are in the section where there are a lot of Special Olympians. And I got to tell you, I had a lot of myths debunked just by spending time with those people.
Yes, and that's one of the things I do encourage new volunteers, because a lot of them don't know what sport they'd be interested in. I do ask them to come out to a couple of practices and sit on the bench and watch and, you know, possibly chat with them to see if it's a fit for them, because it's not a fit for everyone.
No, exactly. Yeah. And bring a lot of high fives.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Diane.